Manuscript Releases, Volume 6, Mr. Number 413, The Wrath of God. It is time for the message of God's forbearance to be proclaimed, to win men to repentance, and it is just as verily time for men to be warned that there are limits to God's forbearance. Men may advance, as did Belshazzar, in presumption and defiance, until they pass the boundary. Blasphemy may be so developed as to exhaust the patience of the long-suffering God. In the midst of mirth, feasting, and forgetfulness of God, the command will go forth for the sword of the Lord to be unsheathed, that an end may be put to the insolence and disobedience of men. The prayers of God's people have ascended. It is time, O Lord, for thee to work, for they have made void thy law. These prayers will ere long be answered. When men pass the limit of grace, God must let the world see that he is God. The time has nearly come when transgression will no longer be tolerated, when God will interfere to repress the overflowing tide of iniquity. A crisis has arrived in the government of God on earth. Divine compassion has been flowing to the people, notwithstanding that the heavenly current has been beaten back by stubborn hearts. But the time has come when a vast number are passing the boundaries, and a terrible alternative is to be realized. For omnipotence keepeth a reckoning of the sum of guiltiness of every nation upon the globe. The Lord is slow to anger, and great in power, and will not at all acquit the wicked. The Lord hath his way in the whirlwind and in the storm, and the clouds are the dust of his feet. The forbearance of the Lord is wonderful. He putteth constraint upon his own attributes. Omnipotence exerted over omnipotence. Why hath God kept silence? Why hath he forborne so long in looking for centuries upon a people who despised his goodness and forbearance and patience? He sees his holy law prostrated, broken, trampled underfoot, by a rebellious confederate people, who give themselves to work evil, cooperating with evil angels. The whole apostasy of evil angels has conspired with evil men, and gathered in strong armies to destroy the champions of God and the truth. The Lord will come out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity, and the earth shall disclose her blood, and no more cover her slain. The hostility to heaven will go on to still greater lengths. War, bloodshed, rebellion against God's law, will reach an aggravating pass that many do not think possible. So deep and increasingly strong is the infernal enmity and hatred to God, which has struck deep its roots into human depraved hearts throughout the mass of humanity, that anyone who shall show any inclination to return to God and keep his commandments will be denounced as treacherous to the governments of earth. The first turning away from this impious, rebellious warfare against the law of Jehovah will be detected by a sharp, wakeful, intense impiety. The accused will be dealt with as a traitor in the camp. Vice will be concentrated in all its forms. Men have turned away from God and accepted satanic attributes. The only tie which will keep man in union and harmony with his fellow men is the trampling down of the law of God. This is the principal hatred to God, and it is the only bond of affinity in the great mass of transgressors. The hearts of the sons of men are fully set in them to do evil, exactly as was revealed in the inhabitants of the old world. What can we say to make the wicked, the transgressors of the law of God, understand that they are at enmity to the forbearance of God? How shall we make them hear that they are surely presuming on his mercy, and that to exhaust it? The psalmist marks the time in which he lived as that of great depravity, but what has it reached now? Centuries have been ripening up the harvest of the world for the sickle. They have made void thy law. They refuse to respect God's law, while they make human laws supreme. A more than common contempt is placed upon the holy law of Jehovah. Men are fast exceeding the bounds prescribed by God. His interference must come, when he will vindicate his honor. Men are rushing on, to outrun the limits of his grace. God will not long delay. The swellings of unrighteousness have come to such a fearful pass that all the plagues that are prepared as revealed in Revelation will come upon a godless world. Let all who love and fear God call upon him in sincerity of soul that he will work in behalf of his people, and he will not be solicited in vain. Ways and means will certainly be provided whereby his people shall have a place where they can worship him. Let not Satan depress any of you. Watch unto prayer. Oh, has not our Lord made us the repository of sacred truth? Will he not open the way that it shall come to the people?